Well, you look forward to your matchup with Ocho Cinco?
Oh, well, of course. I mean, he's one of the best, so it's going to be a tough test for us.
Do you enjoy going against him?
Yeah, you know, I love the way he talks.
What kind of stuff is he? I mean, you know, we know him from his media interactions. What's he like on the field?
The funny thing is, he has respect for me. I have respect for him, and I know what he's capable of, and he knows what I'm capable of. So it's not like he's, you know, talking to belittle you, but he's a guy that he's an entertainer, and he knows it, and he uses that ability to talk to the fullest, and he gets to some people, but he knows he can't get to me.
Champ, have you heard about his latest tweet? He tweeted you personally.
Oh, he did?
And he said,
okay.
Storms are coming.
Yeah.
Are you going to respond to his tweet? You haven't tweeted in 3 weeks, I've noticed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did I tell you during the training camp? That's not me. That is not me. I used that thing one time, well, my brother did, just for promote our football camp, and, you know, he uses it daily, so... You know, that's his way of trash talking. I'm all for it, man. Whatever you want to do.
He also says kiss the baby or something like that.
Yeah, whatever that means. I've been hearing that a lot lately, too. So.
Champ, you've had a great career here, obviously. Only a couple bad games. One of them was against Chad.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that game well? What skills does he have that kind of make it tough?
The funny thing is, it wasn't a bad game. It was a couple bad plays. You know, it was like maybe two or three plays that I wish I could take out. And then I had a pretty good game. I mean, because I know I had a pick in that game. And I never, you know, lost my confidence over that. I just know that, you know, when you play a guy like that and a quarterback like that, you got to be on top of your game, everything, every play. And, you know, I slipped up a few times.
Do you watch that show, Hard Knocks?
Of course.
Do you sense anything from Ocho Cinco when you watch him?
He's exactly what I expected. You know, I've been around him, you know, a few times, so I know what he's like, and I'm not surprised at the way he is on there. But one thing you do notice, he's a hard worker, and, you know, people don't give him enough credit for that.
You know, without giving away a game plan or anything, would you like to match him?
Huh? I always want to be against the best, you know, whether it's him or whoever. But, you know, whether it's this week or next week, you know, I do whatever the coaches ask me to do.
But they have three great wide receivers over there.
Exactly. Exactly.
For yourself, I mean, everybody's talking about Ocho Cinco's comeback this year. Do you feel you have anything to prove this year? Not that he had a bad year, but he got hurt last year.
Well, 31
years old.
Well, every year you're trying to prove yourself. You're trying to make the team. And, you know, I set my level so high as far as where I want to be. I want to be the best ever. And I got to do that every week, every game. So I'm always out there trying to prove something.
You take it hard like Chad would say he's going to try to embarrass you guys out there. You took that hard, you just kind of laughed.
That's how he is. I mean, I expect his best shot, you know, and I didn't hear him talk a lot last year, and you saw the results you got. And at least we know we're going to get his best shot. And that's all I ask from the team across from me. Give me your best shot, because I'm a competitor, and I love being, you know, in competition against guys like that, especially one of the best.
Champ, this many years in, you said you want to be the best ever. I mean, is it something you really think about, your legacy and where you're going to be ranked or compared to?
I mean, that's not all I think about. I want to win the Super Bowl first and foremost, but, you know, and along the way, I want to perfect my craft, and people look at me and say he was the best ever. And, you know, still got a lot of work to do.
You still think you're the best cornerback in the game?
Well, I don't get hung up on it so much. You know, I always try to go out there and be the best at what I do. You know, that was something I learned when I was little. Just try to be the best at what you do and not just the best you can be. And, you know, whatever people say, that's up to them. But, you know, I'll leave my opinions to myself. I'll wait till after the season. You can ask me that question.
One reason why this defense is better than the defenses he had the last 2 years.
One reason. I really can't say. You know, I think we're more consistent at this point. But, you know, we're 0-0 right now. Nobody knows that we went 1-3 in the preseason and played well. Who cares about that? We got to go prove it when it really counts.
Why do you think it'll be better then? What are some possibilities? Why? Something you've seen so far?
I feel like we're going to be more consistent. You know, I think we're going to be great against the run, great against the pass, all across the board. I think we're going to be good, but it takes a lot of work. We still got a lot of work to do, even today and tomorrow, just to get ready for this game.